This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Christine Wong.
We are asking you, how do you consume your streaming media? Is it via a theatre setup? Is it via your TV, laptop, or just on your normal mobile device? We've been asking you via WhatsApp, Instagram, and on Twitter. What have we got over on Instagram, Chris?
On Instagram, let's have a look here. I just want to refresh the thing. Ooh, quite a few. So Annabelle IM says mobile device. So does Geraldine CYC. Ralph.U says iPad as well. Specifically iPad.
That's interesting.
Yes.
Here's the thing. I have an iPad and I rarely use it, you know.
Well, that's on you, man.
Yeah, I know.
If I had an iPad, I would use it.
You say that, though. You know, you say that.
But I genuinely think I would.
You really?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
So there's that.
Okay. Shall we move on to story three?
Yes, I don't believe we have any other responses.
No, nothing on Twitter. There's nothing over on WhatsApp. If you want to get in touch, you've got a few more minutes left, folks, before we wrap up. This is about Santa, right? Here's the thing. Although some Santas, I'll phrase this just very quickly. Folks, if you have young children listening at home who know all about Santa Claus, you might want to, you know, close their ears for a few minutes, because Santa does need help, right? Mm-hmm. And he has many helpers all around the world. And a lot of those helpers might appear in malls, or they might appear somewhere else. And however, of course, we're in the middle of a pandemic, and his little helpers can't always appear in those malls, can they?
No.
So in the world of a pandemic, what are we all doing when we have meetings and things? What are we connecting via?
Zoom?
Correct. Ooh. So is Santa's little helpers. And this is how things are being done in 2020. So although some Santas are suiting up behind plexiglass or waving to children from snow globe setups, there are virtual calls from the North Pole's most famous pair, Mr. and Mrs. Claus, are entertaining families with personalization and intimacy in spite of some technical difficulties. Can you hear me? Is the audio on? Can you have Santa even having trouble connecting with some people, of course. Now, these services have been set up in multiple countries. Specifically, the ones in the US are experiencing triple or quadruple income. When they were thinking that they were going to have nobody visiting them in the mall, they set up online Zoom meetings on one thing or another. And they went from thinking they'd be busy all this year to being busier than ever. They had to start earlier, before even Thanksgiving, because a lot of parents are desperate to find entertainment and something for their kids to do.
Yeah.
They're busy because they're not spending time going to different places. They are going from one room to the other. And here's the thing. For a visit from Santa Claus and his little helper, these private chats can go for $49 for 5 minutes, up to $69 for 10 minutes.
What?
Right? So it's not the cheapest of things.
Wait. Yeah. Mall Santas are free.
Exactly, right? Another source of income for budding entrepreneurs and little elves.
Right.
Now, the other thing is, and this is what they've been saying, and this is kind of wholesome. So they say, they usually see the back of a kid's head when they're sat on their lap, right? But now they can look into their eyes, they can know their interests, they know who their pets, and they see who they are because they're actually looking into the homes of these kids.
Right.
And they get talking points, and they can set ahead appointments instead of like the kids wanting to get there and sit on Santa Claus's knee and having to sit in a queue and wait. Go on.
Even as a kid, I kind of found mall Santas and the concept of them a little bit creepy.
Did you?
I didn't like strangers as a kid. So whenever it was like, oh, you've got to sit on this random dude's lap and tell him what you want for Christmas, I was like, no, thank you. I will write a letter. Thanks. Bye.
Now, if you look at some of the bigger companies, like over in the US, Macy's and Sam Club, they use Santa visits to increase their foot traffic to stores, right? And they've pivoted to digital platforms too. And for the first time, in 160 years, Santa is not at Macy's Herald Square store in New York City.
Wow.
Now, this is a location that normally would attract more than 250,000 people to its Santaland experience every holiday season. This year is Macy's Santaland at Home. It's a website that people have to sign up for to take selfies with Santa and to play games. Sam's Club is offering free chat sessions with Santa for its paying members. Now, there's a company called Cherry Hill Programs, and these are one of the largest providers of Santa's helpers in more than 700 shopping malls across the US and Canada. Mm-hmm. They're offering high production Zoom calls with Santa via createholidaysmagic.com. And they've said that they have exceptionally high studios with high quality sound systems, green screens, changing rooms, and break rooms for Santa, elf assistants to run the technology so that Santa can focus on preparing for calls. Now, I do find this strangely wholesome that Santa still has a job to do, obviously.
Yeah.
And with 2020's shift to remote everything, the timing was right to launch Santa's Club. But some of them, when they're charging $40, $49, $69 an hour, it's a lot of money.
Christmas is all about giving, you guys.
Right? Now, but here's the thing. This whole idea of Santa's little helper and Santa's actor culture, if you've ever seen it over anywhere, particularly in the US, it's a force all by itself.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Some grow their bellies months ahead of time. They invest in suits that cost an upward of $3,000. Mm-hmm. They go through extensive training. Some of the Santas do magic tricks on their phone calls. They play songs on guitars. They have heart-to-hearts with families who are going through tough times. And they start at $49 each for a one-on-one with a Santa's little helper. I mean, I love the idea of this. And I love the pivot. But part of my heart is breaking because the whole experience for me weirdly was going and seeing a Santa sat there and looking at the kids queuing up to go and sit on Santa's knee.
Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of part of the traditional Christmas spirit, really.
Yeah.
And for that to be now behind a paywall, essentially.
Yeah.
Santa's behind a paywall this year, kids.
Yeah.
That kind of breaks my heart.
Like what Ro has said, he's got a new clause in his contract. I'm going to give him that one. That was good, Ro. That was actually good little pun. We'll let you have that one.
It's December's holiday season. Yeah. We'll let it slide.
We'll let it slide, huh? On your little sleigh. Right, it's time for us to wrap up for today, of course. Thank you for all of your contributions. We've been asking you about how you consume your streaming media, whether or not it's on a home theater system, whether or not it's on your TV, your laptop, or your mobile device. Really interesting mix. Majority, though, mobile device.
Yeah.
So 4K, UHD, surround sound, doesn't really matter all that much, it seems. That's what we started off with, and whether or not and how you do that. We then moved on to,
is your smart TV spying on you?
And then we then moved on to Zoom Santas and their new clauses in their contracts.
Mm.
Thanks for that, Ro. I might use that for something else as well. Anyway, don't go anywhere, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it's the Breakfast Grill replay. The COVID-19 pandemic is testing the limits of the Malaysian healthcare system. As the public sector clamours to contain and deal with the virus, how is the private sector faring? Ahmad Shahzam, President and Managing Director of KPJ Healthcare Berhad, came on the Breakfast Grill to give us the insights into that issue. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. Music to take us up to the top of the hour. It's the Cranberries with Dreams here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.